KQED.
Virtual reality, or VR, is not just for gaming or armchair thrill-seeking. Therapists are putting VR to work with patients who have anxiety and phobias in treatment known as exposure therapy, helping the patient work through their fear of whatever it may be, heights or snakes or certain traumas, by putting them smack in the middle of it through virtual reality. I took a VR headset for a quick test spin.
All right, I'm starting this thing. It says starting Limbic's VR focus here to begin, and okay. Wow. So I'm driving along. Looks like I'm driving along. Oh, I'm heading into the tunnel. Oh my God, this is so weird.
The guy who brought the VR headset is San Francisco psychologist Sean Sullivan. He's one of a handful of therapists using this new technique from a Silicon Valley startup called Limbic, where he's the director of psychology with virtual reality headsets. So say I had a real terrible fear of dogs. Walk us through how you would approach that using the virtual reality.
Okay. So in that case, in virtual reality, I would develop scenes for you. I would choose them, and I would move you through them one at a time with you having the full experience of feeling like you're there and also the full experience of emotionally being scared of it for long enough that your physiology is allowed to calm down. You chill out a little bit, and then you're ready to move up to the next challenge on your scale. And eventually, over the course of 2, 3, 4 sessions, we're going to get to you sitting with a dog in your lap. And even, you know, what I like to do with these fears is push it beyond what you're scared of. So we have one scene that comes to mind with dogs where there are wild dogs running all around you, and you're in the middle of a forest. So if you're able to tolerate that, then the idea of a house pet is going to be pretty relaxed for you.
So I'm assuming that exposure therapy as a concept has been around for a while, and the introduction of virtual reality is the new concept. Is there any evidence, is there any clinical evidence that this has long-term positive effects?
Oh, yeah. So you're definitely right that the idea of exposure therapy has been around for several decades. But in fact, there's also several decades, at least 20 years of research on the impact of a virtual reality on a whole range of disorders, actually, anxiety-based disorders, substance use. We're seeing real impact with pain. And so that 20 years of research has showed us how to apply the virtual reality with great success and that, yes, it does sustain over time when applied correctly, just in the same way that exposure therapy without virtual reality in the real world. An example of that would be taking your patient and sitting on an airplane with them and taking off and working them through it that way.
All right. Well, Dr. Sean Sullivan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.